I have never in my life had difficulty with the cops. I had difficulty with the cops. It's not. Actually, I didn't have difficulty with the cops. I was once sitting home in my house, and a lot of cars pulled up around the house. They shined in searchlights. And I heard a voice over a loudspeaker say, "We have your house surrounded. This is the New York Public Library." They wanted their books back, you know. And the little librarian was lobbing grenades over the house. Came out with my hands up, you know, kicking the book ahead of me. They took me down to the main branch on Fifth Avenue in New York, and they took away my glasses for a year. And I was thinking, when I lived in my apartment in the brownstone building in New York, we were constantly getting robbed all the time. It was a very big feature of the neighborhood, you know. It was, guys would break in and steal, and my apartment was robbed about 4 times in 2 years. You know, it really got to be a bad thing, and I didn't know what to do about it. So finally I put on my door a little blue and white sticker that said, "We gave." Figured that would end it brilliantly, you know, but it didn't, because a man in my building, Mr. Russo, was held up late at night. Two very big guys got him with a bottle and a stick in the lobby, you know, and they wanted all his cash, and Russo, like a jerk, tried to sign for it for tax purposes, whatever it is, you know. They hit him a tremendous shot across the frontal lobe, you know, real smack in the head, and he fell to the lobby in a fetal position, you know. He lay there until his lease ran out, you know. He's never been the same since the smack in the head, you know. He smiles a lot now. He laughs out of context occasionally. He's not as perceptive as the average tree stump, you know. And everybody in the building panicked. They said that I'm small and I should go and build myself up. In case I get into trouble, I could defend myself. So I went to Vic Tanny's. This was a long time ago. I went for 3 weeks. And I lifted and I bent and I squatted. Nothing happened to me at all, you know, nothing grew or anything. And I figured it's ridiculous. Why don't I forget about it and give Vic Tanny the cash and ask him if he'll walk me home nights, okay? However, there is a kid in my building, a little odd kid named Leon. And Leon takes karate lessons. And Leon is always walking around with his hand cocked at a right angle like this, you know? And everyone said that I should learn judo because I'd be an animal. I knew it. But judo to me has always been a thing of the bigger your opponent is, the bigger the beating he's going to give you. You know? And then my good friends told me in the back of Esquire magazine, you can send away for a fountain pen that shoots tear gas. It's a real fountain pen and it secretes a gaseous billow, you know, really great pen, $7.50. They send away, comes in the mail 2 weeks later in a plain brown wrapper, you know. I unscrew it, I put in the tear gas cartridges, and I clip it in my breast pocket, you know, and I go out. A long time ago this was, some friends in my neighborhood had a surprise autopsy, and I'm invited for the evening, you know? I'm coming home by myself, 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's pitch black, and I'm all alone, and standing in my lobby is a Neanderthal man. With the eyebrow ridges, you know, and the hairy knuckles like this, you know? He had just learned to walk erect that morning, I think. Came right to my house in search of the secret of fire, you know. A tree swinger in the lobby at 2 o'clock in the morning. A mouth breather looking at me like, you know. I took my watch out and I dangled it in front of him, you know, because they're mollified by shiny objects sometimes. He ate it. Took me under pressure on my back doors and I pulled out my tear gas pen and I pressed the trigger and some ink trickled on my shirt. I made a mental note to call Esquire and tell them. I'm standing in the lobby, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, with the product of a broken home, you know. I had a fountain pen in my hand there. I tried writing on him with it, you know. He came for me and he started to tap dance on my windpipe. So very quickly I lapsed into the old Navajo Indian trick of screaming and begging. I get into an amazing amount of physical encounters for someone my size. I really am. About 13 weeks ago, I had my shoe shined against my will. Tremendous shoe shine, boy, said to me, "I'm shining your shoes." Yes, you are, I said. He did give me an excellent shine, I might add. But there were suede shoes, and I...